nothing heard. This is WA0GDH for the pre-flight net for Edge of Space Sciences, flight number 74. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm with Sir Colorado. Just a little bit southwest of the intersection of Highway 71 in the state of Nebraska. So with that, we'll take some check-ins here. WA0GDH looking for check-ins, Alpha, through Mike.
KC0JHQ, Marty, your signal is getting really trashed.
K0JLZ.
Okay, this is W0GH. I missed the first two check-ins. Go ahead.
KC0JHQ.
K0ANI. I don't know, I was the third one. K0JLZ.
You can hang on to that.
I think I doubled.
Taking check-ins for the net here tonight. Alpha through Zulu, go ahead.
KB0 UBZ. N0 PULA.
KB0 TVJ, Russ and Boulder.
KH2NZ, Rick in Lakewood.
This is Victor
Sarah,
India
Mike. Might be a double mic. N0 LP.
K0Y, UK Mocha.
K0QR.
KC0JHQ, K0ANI, N0KKZ, KB0UBZ, N0PUF, KB0TVJ, KH2NC, Rick, K75BSI, N0LP, K0YUK, and K0TOR. If I missed you, or if there are other check-ins, please come at this time.
K0JLZ.
Kilo Delta 7, Kilo X-ray Charlie.
Okay, got K0JL has said, hi Jim. K0ADM Richard, KD7KXC. What's your name, sir?
Bravo, Juliet.
Cheyenne contingency, right?
Yes, sir, it sure is. By golly, good evening, everyone.
Well, good evening to you. We'll be up your way tomorrow, it looks like. Any other check-ins here for the before we start our business here?
K0 Alpha November November.
KB0 LP.
K0ANN, KB0LP, and there's somebody who's broken up. Sound like a KC0 there. Can you come back? Is anybody able to relay that? KC0LL, is that correct? Lima Lima?
Terrific.
Stand by, go ahead, Rick.
That's KC0 Charlie Oscar Lima. Weak. And Richard Nichols. Really weak.
signal there. How's that? Is that better, Rick?
No, I was just remarking that takes it.
KC0COL, heavy, very weak here. Very good. Last but not least, anybody else, and we'll get on with this.
November 0, November Delta Mike.
Very good. Hi, Larry. Okay, let's get on with comments here for the net here. First of all, I want to thank the CRA for the use of the repeater here this evening. I want to thank Benji, who doesn't seem to be here. I think he had a commitment tonight, for running the net last night. And we're flying a very long flight here. Looks like we're getting into Nebraska. And with that prediction, we'll turn over to Rick there for a little prediction information and a little weather information for the net there. N0KKZ, go ahead.
Okay, this is N0KKZ for prediction space. It's probably going to be a little shorter than where it's going on the website. But currently, it is 62 degrees through 71 Statute miles. That's almost to the south of Kimball, Nebraska, and it's inside the state line of Kimball. It's in Colorado, so approximately 3 miles west of the state line. And I'm making my prediction on a static percentage of 950 a minute. And I'm also probably in error. You talked about this before, but I made a point of turnover for 950 feet and 95,000 feet. I think that's going to happen lower than that. So probably a little shorter than that. Yeah, let me do that for a second. The prediction went at wind. It looks so good as far as wind on the surface. Winds are never greater than 5 knots up until then. So at launch time, you're 3 gusts to 4. 90% cloud cover, ceiling at 1900 feet. So it looks okay that way. And it's snowing where I am right now. But the accumulation of an average isn't continuing to snow as much as it is right now. It's getting less than the temperature. And so that's what I got, and I'm going to be able to do that. That's
through KKZ. Does anybody have any questions for Rick?
Hey, Mark. Yeah, Rick, did you hear the chatter Marty and I had before the net? Over.
Yes, man. So all I really need is the balloon is cut away, and you want to find the mouth and your payload is in that. All I really need to run a prediction would be a gift of what you think you're going to see in that radio gauge. Probably you don't want to get rid of that valve to see if it's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of, it's you know, probably going to get that pretty slowly. But yes, I can do that.
Okay. Very it's going to come down like a rock. If we have to cut the balloon away, the balloon will go up to burst. And that won't take too long since it'll be unburdened. And then there's really nothing to retard the descent.
Okay.
That will happen tomorrow when that happens, and I can make that prediction at any time, because I'll have to, assuming that I get the data, I'll keep the flight. I'll have that data available, and when that cutaway occurs, I can make that data. And let's see if I can pass it back to you. Mark, I'll pass it back to you.
Okay, I'll pull a number out of my head here. If you got my package with a naked nozzle, I'm going to estimate 2,300 foot per minute terminal descent rate based on the modest to low ballistic coefficient of my package.
Okay, I would put that in my head.
Thank you very much. JHQ, back to net, Marty.
Thank you very much. There was somebody else doubling with all that. Who was that? Okay, nothing else. We'll turn this over to our president, Mike. And if Mike, if you can give us an operational status, we'd appreciate it. W5VSI, go ahead.
Hello, I'm Marty in the net W5VSI.
Now, my broadband receiver sure makes a difference compared to a narrowband receiver. I can barely hear the repeater over this wideband W32. Okay, well, it's we're ready to go. We're looking at a 0800 launch, 1500 Zulu, and that's going to be simultaneous with an NSTAR launch. It's NSTAR November's stratospheric. Geez, I forget what it stands for. They're going to be launching from just southwest of Omaha, Nebraska, Gretna, Nebraska. At the same time, they're going to be going to 105,000 feet predicted with the TNC, and that's 420 miles, I think, something on that order, from our launch site. We should be within range of the NSTAR balloon when we get above about 27,000 feet. Also, the orb group out of Wichita is going to be launching simultaneously, and they're also going to have a beacon running up there. But we won't be able to communicate with the beacon or the digi because there's nobody on the ground, but we'll listen for it. But NSTAR is definitely going to be up, and we're going to try to make our first EBBEQ cell through the crossband repeater, which is close to the bottom of the flight stream. I'll get to that here momentarily. So that's one experiment. The second one is a 3-inch dump valve at the bottom of this 2,000-gram latex, which we will be opening based on Merle's estimated burst altitude. We're going to pop it open about 80,000, and that should give us plenty of time to get our EBBE experiment in. And that valve is located right at the nozzle of the balloon. The balloon, if this valve works, the balloon is going to dump its helium gradually and turn into a descent. And we don't know what the descent rate is going to be. Best guess is what Rick has, 930 feet a minute. Could be greater, could be less. Right below that valve, we're going to be doing a qual test flight for a pocket mini APRS beacon, which is really, really the smallest beacon going. It's only 7/10 of a pound with GPS. That's going to be on 144.39 megahertz, beginning on the backbone, SKC0JHQ-11. Okay, then we're going to go down to the parachute where we have a cutter. The cutter is going to be, we can activate that from the ground as well, if necessary, if the valve doesn't work. If we go to burst, we'll cut the balloon away, or if we're going long, we can also cut the balloon away, but that, if we do, then the balloon, the valve, and the pocket mini are going to fly separately. So that's what Mark's comment was. Below that, we've got a 5-foot chute, and attached to that is our CW tracking beacon on 145.600 megahertz. Then moving down the string, the D-spun third-generation ATV on 426.25 megahertz. Moving down one more, APRS beacon with a 3.5-watt transceiver on it, running a little on the heavy side. That's going to be on 144.34 with a digi alias of EOSS and a node alias of PALNOD. And its call sign is going to be WFI-VSI-11. We do have ID set up to beacon it into or to relay it into the ID. And finally, at the bottom of the flight string, the Venerable crossband repeater, which is going to have a call sign at W0WYX. The downlink frequency is 147.555 megahertz, and there will be APRS coming out once a minute on that. And the uplink frequency to the crossband is 445.975. And that's the bottom of the string. And one thing we're looking for, I haven't really anticipated, well, I anticipated, just haven't planned it. We need somebody who can serve as net control on the crossband repeater just to manage whatever traffic we may get on that. Any takers? That's about all I've got. I think Merle may have some
Okay, very good. I'm sure people have questions for you, Mike. I have a couple. Do you have a coordination method with the Omaha guys as to when you actually are going to let go?
Well, they're going to go to burst at 105, and I'm going to open the valve at between 80 and 85,000. So we're going to cross paths, but Mark Connor and N9XPN out of Omaha is still going to be an asset when we're on the way down. So we can continue our contact if we have what's going on at that time.
I guess my question was, are you in telephone contact with him on the launch as to when to let go?
We're both assuming we're going to have 1,500 to the launch, and I guess if there's any significant deviation in that, then we'll be in cell phone contact.
Okay, great. Another question for you. We have an opportunity for both packet EBBE and voice EBBE, is that correct?
Not EBBE on voice, only on packet. Now, Rick, NZOKK, says that he would come up on the 2-meter HF net, and I believe that that net is going to run on 7253.5 kilohertz. And so I think Ralph Wally is probably going to be alive on that, so that'll be an alternate means of communication with the Omaha and the ORB group out of Wichita.
Great, thanks for that. Rick, that's priority number two, of course. Got that, Rick?
I guess. And I framed some other predictions.
Great. Does anybody else have questions for Mike before we go to Mark?
JHQ for Mike.
Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Mike, could we do some quick and dirty desensing test at 7:30 at the launch site? I've never thought that my little signal is going to do anything to yours, particularly with this low duty cycle. Is it possible we could run that the morning at Gene's place and then go to the flight configuration that you published with my tracker on the flight string? Over.
75 VSI, negative. Don't have the test equipment.
Acknowledge.
Okay, I guess that's back to me. Let me see if I'm done with that. Let's go over to Merle or K0YUK, W0GH. Go ahead, Merle.
K0YUK, copy okay, morning.
I do, Merle, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we're all set to go. Got the helium, and am I going to put the valve in the balloon the other day, and I'm going to try it out, make sure it holds together, get it off. Be interesting. That's about it. From here, we're set to go. Okay, is there a way? Okay.
Hey, very good. And Nick, N0LP, at the big data center.
Roger, roger. Thank you, Nat. Let's see, Barney hasn't announced the position yet, but let me tell you what it is, because I'm going to give you your test. Hold one. Okay, so the grid is the intersection of 71 and 14, and that's the west intersection of those two highways. The grid is 70X and 45Y. I hope that's what you're still holding with. Is that correct, Marty?
That is correct.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so when you load that into grid calculator, here's your test. If you load latitude 40 degrees, 30 minutes, and then you load longitude 103 degrees, 30 minutes, the answer is 79.3 for X, and Y is 37.4. Any fills? N0LP. I think these guys have got it down cold, Marty. Back to net, N0LP.
Let's see out there tomorrow, and I think they do. Way ahead of me on it, they are. Very good. Does anybody else have anything for the net here this evening? Let me see here. Let me check some things out here. Does anybody need any fills on the operational frequencies? We did not talk operational frequencies, so let me cover that now because that'll certainly be a question. Our operational frequency will be 449.450. and our simplex frequency is 146.55 as simplex. Does anybody know if we'll have any HF other than the frequency that was announced here? Will there be a local HF station on those frequencies? Okay, usually those guys just show up in the morning and get at it, so we'll see how that goes. Thanks, Rick. And we have a couple of situations out there. There's a high probability, or there is a probability, that there'll be moisture on the roads tomorrow. We'll try to keep everybody on pavement if we can. Watch your speeds and watch the sliding around business. In addition to that, we may get off into Nebraska. That being the case, to the east of our location is the town of Sydney. They do have a repeater out there at Sydney. And I didn't write it down on this piece of paper. Hold on. It's on the 146.97, and there's no PL on that. So Sydney looks like a possibility. Also north of the landing site is Scott's Bluff. They have two repeaters there. Please copy. And one of the repeaters is 145.475. And the other repeater is 147.0750. Does anybody need a fill on that? Okay, for Scott's Bluff.
Actually, need one for Sydney, please.
Okay, sir, that's 146.97. 146.97, doesn't seem to be any PL tone on that at all.
Copy, thanks. KB0UP7.
And I would suggest that the Sydney machine is probably the one that we'll go for. We've used that machine before, and it's a pretty good machine. Benji, are you on frequency W0CBH? It's W0GH. Okay, he had some experience when they flew 74 Nani and up there on some of their machines. Very good. Grid locations, are you all ready for those? Okay, if you missed these are on the website too. The town of Fort Lupton is 10.9. The town of Windsor is 5.36. Okay, and as you heard, the intersection of Highway 14 and 71, that is the west intersection, is 70.45. There is a 9 mile intersection out there. It's at 75.13. And the launch point is at 2.35.5. Does anybody need a fill on that? Okay, last comment for me, then we'll open it up for comments from the rest of the folks out there, and then we'll assign grid locations. Tomorrow, they're testing a new descent mechanism, and I would, while everything is pretty well calculated, I'm sure, I would indicate that that is probably our biggest unknown on this flight. Therefore, the business of moving in the direction of the flight is probably what we'll do a lot tomorrow, and we'll try to keep everybody in line with the flight. And that's the reason for that is if it flies over and gets legs, we can do something about that. If it flies short, we'll have people coming up. I think Jim and a couple other folks are coming up from the launch site, Mark, Jim, and Larry. And consequently, we should be keeping people under the payload as much as possible. We'll be doing DFing as usual, and we'll be getting a couple shots on the way up and several shots on the way back down. And with that, are you ready for... let's see who's got comments here, and then we'll go ahead and assign tacticals.
It's W5, yes, fine.
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, let me as we hope it will. Of course, we hope it will. The valve will allow the helium out of the balloon, and that will cause the balloon to cease its acid and begin descent. And we should stay. If the valve is open, it'll stay attached to the parachute all the way down. It'll be on the top of the flight string, which will make a really great visual tracking aid. And when you get to the recovery site, you see the partially deflated balloon laying on the ground like a beached whale. We'd like to get photos of the balloon as it's in its landing configuration. You know, with the light winds we've got there, that shouldn't be too windy, so we shouldn't have to go stop on it. I'd like to get a good close-up of the valve and the balloon at the in the landing configuration. And it'd be nice to get the balloon back if it's still intact. You can get the helium out of the balloon just by grabbing it at the top there and holding it up and dumping the helium out the valve. If you don't want to carry the whole balloon back, just whack it off with a knife no closer than about a foot above the valve. We'd like to get the balloon that's attached to the valve back for post-flight analysis. If you want to carry the whole balloon back, that'd be great too. Now if the balloon valve does not operate, then we're going to have to either let it go to burst, which we probably will do, and then cut it away. And then the balloon valve and the GHQ pocket tracker on 3-9 will come down and land separately, probably not too far from the actual cut down location. Extra points for anybody that recovers that one as well. W5BSR.
Thanks, Mike. The points we need. We'll try to get the whole thing back for you and let you do that analysis. And heck, we might be able to do what they did out there up back east and fly the envelope a second time. Oh my gosh. Okay, anybody else with comments for the net?
H2NC.
Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, since I'm new to this, so the balloon's going to be going north, northeast into like Kimball, Harrisburg, Scott's Bluff, is that right?
I'll be heading in that direction. Rick kind of tempers that with maybe not a high probability that it won't go that far. But yeah, Highway 71 and the Nebraska border is where we're looking, just south of Kimball.
Okay, thank you much.
You bet, Rick. Ask questions. That's the only way we all learn here. So, anybody else?
Hey, K0JLZ.
Hi, Jim. Go ahead.
Yeah, howdy. Just wanted to reply to Mike there that I'm bringing along two of my cameras, and hopefully we'll be able to get some pictures. Of course, that would depend on where I am in relation to the balloon when it actually comes down. Anyway, that's all I have. K0JLZ, back to net.
Okay, for those of you on the net that may not be participating in the tracking and recovery effort, that comment by Jim was whining, and he really wants to be near the touchdown. So we'll work it out, Jim. Go ahead.
Okay, no, I'm not whining.
Can you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Jim, is Richard going to join you?
Negative, he is working.
Okay, that's tough. Let's slide down the list here on tactical calls here. Station Alpha will be WA0GEH. Okay, Station Bravo is W0CBH. W0CBH, that'll be Benji. And N0NDM, will you be Charlie?
Charlie's fine, N0NDM.
Okay, and K0ANN will be with you, is that correct?
Affirmative.
Very good. K0JLZ, Jim, would you be Delta?
Roger.
Very good. N0PUF, would you be Echo?
Oh, sure. N0PUF.
And that's out of respect for Bob Reagan. KC0JHQ, would you be Foxtrot?
JHQ Foxtrot, affirmative.
K0ANI, would you be Golf? Maybe not. K0ANI still on frequency. Okay, getting some beauty sleep. KB0UBZ Hotel.
Copy, KB0UBZ.
Very good. And who did I leave out here? I'm checking to see if KA0ULN is going to join us. Are you on frequency, Russ?
Russ can't make it.
Okay, thank you for that. Did I leave anybody out of the list here?
Ground station.
Okay, N0LP, you will be Lima.
Got it, sir. Lima, N0LP.
Net control.
Got Lima.
Okay, very good. Dave, are you on frequency? KB0LP.
Yeah, yeah, Marty.
Okay, Dave, you're going to be out on the flight tomorrow on the watch side, is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. I can bring my gear along, but it sounds like you got plenty of people.
You do indeed, I think. You know, you can put your feet up, put slippers on when you get it launched. We'll get it back for you.
Okay, well, I'm going to try out my portable packet rig and see how well it copies all these EBBEs.
Cool, try to be one of them. Very good, and let's see here. KD7KXC, are you coming down for this flight tomorrow?
Yes, sir. I'm 99% sure I'll be there, but I'll be as a spectator and help what little bit I can.
Okay, very good. Well, they can use all the help they can, DJ. Good to have you there. Anybody else with comments for the net here this evening? It's WA0GH. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, I think I'm predicting for three scenarios. One is everything works as we expect, which I haven't given you before, by the way. If that happens, then it's a 50 degrees through 63.61, so it's in the same direction, just a little shorter from the original prediction where I was at about 65,000. So that's, if everything goes right tomorrow, so that's the real prediction for tomorrow, 59 degrees through 63.55. If something goes up in, if the valve doesn't open, then the balloon is going to burst, and then they're going to cut everything away. And that is about 59, 60 degrees through, much shorter than 14.8 decimal. So there is basically the difference just floating down under the control under setting, and there could be damage to the airstream. So that's the slide. So if everything's going good, it's going on, and never is.
Okay, all the better reason for making sure we deploy along the line of the flight there a little bit. Thank you, Rick. Anybody else for the net here?
Nothing to add, just that I'll be tracking from the PFTO site to send 0PQN.
Okay, Slate, we'll look to hear from you tomorrow. Good luck with that. Will you be able to talk to us?
At the moment, I'm only 2 meter. My daughter's also going to be at the launch site. But I only have 2 meter. What would I use if I wanted to call in on 2 meter?
From up there, why don't you just try the 146.55. We'll all be listening. Have you got some power on that?
That'll be a stretch. I'll see if I can pop with a 70 centimeter.
Okay, real good. And with that, we'll close the net here. And thank you, everybody, for participating this evening. There's a nice crowd here this evening. Be a good flight. For those of you who want to get down to Windsor, the directions are on the carefully crafted website there by Rick. And I would suggest you get down there around 7 o'clock and watch the operation get started. And come on out and join us. We appreciate it. Anyhow, we thank the CRA for the use of the repeater here this evening. And with that, we'll close the net and return the repeater back to its normal use. This is WA0GEH, net control for Edge of Space Sciences, flight number 74, saying goodnight.